The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil Advocates radio show, a fantastic Tuesday happy hour edition. Welcome to it. Donald Trump in our backyard today, Dom. Not horrible Milwaukee, but
no, he's in Racine down south from us. Good to see you, Kroot. Rich, working hard on the board. We're going to need your help introducing our audience to all of Kroot's new mega friends down in Racine. Of course, our audience, thank you for sticking with us. Sorry about that, Trump. We're not going to play tomorrow, Trump. But we do have some quotes from some of the other folks that were there, Kroot, according to the reporting in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And I this is kind of breaking news. I haven't really like ever heard it put like this before.
Well, please share the breaking news with the audience if the news breaks. Or we break it? I don't know.
Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, he gave remarks before former president, 34 convicted felon Trump, got on stage
today. He was an incredible ass kiss through the entire primary campaign.
I mean, I don't know, and folks help me out if you can recognize or understand or ever heard of a bigger ass kiss than this, along with the real creepy, the kind of terrorist threatening thing going on. So here's the quote. They made those sacrifices in 1776, and I believe today it's a 1776 moment in 2024. And Donald Trump is the George Washington of our movement. This is what I believe. That is why I'm here today. Come on, you
don't. Because he cannot tell a lie.
No, what?
Yes, Father, I did chop down that cherry tree. Because he's known for taking responsibility,
being transparent and honest. I mean, that's the kind of guy we want as president.
And of course, peacefully giving back the presidency, even though you didn't have to, even though
I thought you won. But the other kiss ass, and you know, everyone will be tainted one way or another, and just wait. History and Dom and Kroot will judge.
Nobody loves a kiss ass more than I do.
As long as they're your kiss ass. Former Governor Tommy Thompson and Rep. Ryan Stile also made remarks. Here's what Thompson said. I love you, Wisconsin. I love you. And I love the direction we are going in. We're taking America back.
From whom or what?
Just
the communists.
So much love. The Marxists, the socialists, man, the anti-fascists. You know, we just celebrated the storming of Normandy. But no, anyway, that was so long ago. Those are black and white movies, so don't even worry about it. Stile, and again.
Brian Stile.
Yeah. He represents Racine. Ask attendees to, quote, give Trump a round of applause for law enforcement in the crowd. One of the last times.
As President long as Trump, they weren't one of the January 6th Capitol Police officers.
Indeed.
There are a couple actually campaigning in Milwaukee on behalf of Biden today.
Give them a round of applause. Here's what Stile said. Congressman, to you, one of the last times President Trump was in the area, he was with me in Kenosha. And we saw firsthand what happened when Democratic policies are put forward. Failure to stand with the men and women of law enforcement.
Dom, you buried the lead. The true star of the show, the wanker. The wanker was there on behalf of Trump. How did I miss I was traveling back and posting all the fine bag of people, but did you ever know Trump would bring wanker fully in the fold,
break in case of emergency.
He's come over to the Trump side, the MAGA side.
The leader of the Young America's Foundation?
Young Adolf's Foundation?
America's. He is the leader of youth. And he came to the stage in an American flag shirt. He criticized Joe Biden on rising prices, border security, and public safety. Again, hasn't crime gone down? Hasn't prices gone down?
Tell me, did he reference Ronald Reagan's recent birthday? Because I know he's big into Ronald Reagan. Like Vivek Ramaswamy calling Trump the George Washington. if Wanker's going to call him something, he would.
I mean, yeah, he is call Ronald him Reagan. The of, Reagan. I mean, who, that would be. Apparently, he did not. All he said was, we can't afford 4 more years of Joe Biden. We need President Donald Trump to make Wisconsin and America affordable. He called on supporters to knock on doors, make phone calls, join their local parties to garner support for Trump beyond rallies. We win Wisconsin. We win America. Molly Beck reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Back down.
We will not back down.
So Brian Style, the wanker.
Yeah.
It sounds like Eric Hudvey was there, right?
I thought
it was acknowledged, you know, Trump like wanted to take Hudvey's wife furniture shopping.
Oh, okay. Well, he does like that. Tick tack up and, you know, see what happens.
I'd be a little reluctant to take my wife to a Trump rally. I'm just saying. You know, if I was a VIP, very special Republican.
Oh, man, come on. Other than having to, you know, perhaps interact and again, on the surface it's fine. People are, you know, seemingly normal. I saw some of the videos you posted on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page. People are like, okay, fine, but what? Why? I don't quite get it. But no, man, Steph's come with me to a Trump rally back in the day when he was, I think it was first run, the 2016.
It's like in Waukesha.
Yeah, yeah, and she was credentialed with me in press. We were in the back, and a dude stand up, you know, yelled at Trump, "We don't want you here. You know, you don't have our values," something like that. So he was booed. And that was one of the first times I ever heard Trump give the we're gonna build the wall and Mexico's gonna pay for it. And that was one of the first times that it really
the audience
out. They liked it. That's why they keep saying it.
Yeah. The audience also questioning, oh, Eric Hudvey's in the state?
Shocking. Thought he was on a beach.
844-967-2789. Oh, CJ, you wish. Just stew back there for a while, fella. Lots of CJs at the rally, and actually no CJs at the rally that I saw. Maybe CJ was there, but I didn't see him. But there were lots of people I met today, and I started with a guy who calls himself the man, Dan the Man Adams, going to be the, conservative comedian. I'm thinking you'd be the first right. Funny conservative.
You know, known for their twisted sense of humor.
10 minutes later, the guy hadn't told a single funny joke.
What were you talking about the whole time?
Oh, God.
Man. You're the one leading the conversation.
He was talking. He did the talking. It's like when you start ranting and I'm like, oh.
You lost control of the interview, man.
I did.
I should have been. I can't believe I let you go out of the house alone. I mean, for real.
I mean, you know, the only attraction to that guy is the tattoo.
The tattoo of tattoo.
So I knew I wanted to call today Fantasy Island because it was either that or Island of the Misfit Trumpsters. But. They were local primarily. The overwhelming number of people I met were actually from the Racine area, which is unusual. But I didn't get all the way up with the front row Joes and such.
Right.
I did see, as mentioned, Jordan Klepper from The Daily Show. Looking forward to maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. They should have some funny stuff. But I saw this family. It was a whole family of Trumpsters. And, you know, they fit the perfect American profile, apple pie and one boy, one girl, one wife, one husband,
Fence,
and one mother-in-law in her MAGA hat.
Oh, all right.
And, you know, the father was the family spokesman, as a good father is.
Patriarch.
But after a couple of conversations, a couple of questions, you know, he wanted his young man to step up and represent a little bit. So I think we start actually with young Max. And, you know, when I asked him his name, the father like turned to the kids like, why don't you give them the names?
He forgot the kids' names.
I'm like, hey, I was looking to interview a whole family of Trumpsters. You know, who goes to the Trump rally with their whole family?
Whole family affair.
So there's like four or five of them. But this family, of unnamed people I met at the Trump rally. But young Max starts. Play Max.
I think people are trying to get him in trouble, but I think he's awesome. I think he's an awesome president.
You think Trump is?
Yeah.
You're not quite old enough to vote for him, though, are you?
Unfortunately.
Max is like
12. Unfortunately.
Well, eventually, right? Is that a question?
Right.
Eventually. Well?
You know, he's got a second term, and it's one more time.
In his third or fourth term.
He'll race in a future Republican here, so.
My, could I just get a family name, if that'd be okay?
Hold on. I don't
think or a first name?
Oh, he's looking at his
No, kid. You know, yeah, I don't know if
you. Oh, no, you don't need our name. We're
fine. Allie, yeah. Thank you. And then I guess the final question I would just have is you talked about perhaps justified to seek revenge. Obviously, there were convictions in New York recently. From your perspective or from your family's perspective, any opinions to offer?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, he was in a very liberal city, very liberal court system. You know, a lot of liberal people were there, you know, kind of judging his fate. And I really didn't think he got a fair trial, in my opinion. You know, if they came here, or I'm sorry, if they came to more Republican court system, I think he would have probably been acquitted, in my opinion. But look, there were 12 jurors there. There were probably liberal jurors. I don't know for sure. But,
probably.
I didn't think he would
what about the evidence, sir? What evidence?
A lot of things I read on the trial that could have gone either way, and I believe that he should have been acquitted, in my opinion.
And
I did have one more question for the family. Rich, I did a follow-up question. I'll give you a second to get it loaded up, but when you're ready, you let us know.
No, we're gonna have time. Oh, we only got like a minute left on the segment.
Okay.
Oh man, we gotta wait. We gotta let it breathe, brother.
Let it breathe.
All the kids though. I mean, you know, poor man.
The kids were nicer than parents.
Well, you know,
and certainly nicer than the mother-in-law.
Well, the I mean, father was, you know, nice enough. I mean, he said what he said. I mean, I would wonder again. What, just because of a liberal jury and a liberal state and yada yada. Okay, I get that point, but what piece of evidence that was presented do you think would have been thrown out in, I don't know, a court like in Wisconsin, sir?
Well, this handsome Trumpster family, Dom, the one point I'd like to make, and we'll hear from them again, they're all down for the retribution.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, they prosecuted Trump, so turnabout's fair play. Who are we going to prosecute?
Oh, man, I can't wait. Do I get to prosecute people, too?
I hope so.
I'm Judge Dredd, baby. Don't even get me going.
It's not me. More devil's advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil Advocates radio show. It's a political party up in here. Going to get you your calls as well. Be patient. We'll get you at 844-967-2789. Talk or text. I'll call the lines. Crudy reads the text.
Dominic, new news from the Washington Post. I think I already knew this news, but now it's been made official. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will not make the debate stage on the 27th of June. It will just be mano a mano, Trump v. Biden. And we will be at the Barrymore Theater. You can join us there. A panel discussion with our pal Maggie Dawn. Spoke with her today. She's all down.
Sweet.
And that happens at 7. No admission. Come on down to the Barrymore Theater. Bring some cash for the bar, though. And we'll take some, you know, donations if you're willing to give
we'll
them.
We'll take cash, too.
Cash or loose joints, as Dom pointed out yesterday. I didn't want to exclude that from the a la carte offerings of ways you could, you know, show your appreciation to the boys.
That's right.
So we got Donald Trump in Racine, Wisconsin, speaking right now. We're not
still rambling, but I just want to give you an update. He's talking about, you know, the dumbest president ever and radical Democrats and rigging the 2024 election. This, you know,
of course they're going to rig it.
It's a sham.
Anyone that doesn't vote for Trump is clearly rigging the election.
Donald Trump said today that any CEO that doesn't support him should be fired from their job. He wants to cleanse private industry now? I mean, it's pretty fascist, isn't it? Does it get more fascist than him? And other when you goose step him out
fascist.
At gunpoint.
He, of course, said, you're the fascist.
Oh,
Biden's the fascist.
Biden's the one saying that if you business folks don't vote for me, you should be fired. That's what Biden said? No, that's not what Biden said. That's what
he's
Trump
the
said.
Communist, fascist, Marxist,
socialist.
Leftist.
Yeah, got it.
He's the bad one.
Bad.
This family I met, they didn't seem so bad. They were showing up for a Trump rally. Seemed like a very nice family, although the kids did most of the talking. I did ask a few people about, you know, the debate. Some were eager. Trump did ask from the stage and we're seeing today. Who knows, there's going to be a debate between me and Sleepy Joe. And, you know, most of the crowd raised their hands. And I think a few of them may have been invited by yours truly to show up at the Barrymore Theater. I doubt anyone's going to make the commute, but you never can tell. But let's go back to this family I met. You know, it was mom, dad, one son, one daughter, and mother-in-law wearing her MAGA hat. And so anyways, you know, of course, it was liberal jury in New York that convicted Trump. And I did talk to him, this father, about, you know, bringing unity. And then somehow we pivoted to retribution.
I mean, once there's retribution, then we can have unity.
So he's okay with the retribution. You know, they did to Trump, right? Play for the people. Rich.
The conversation was, you know, how do we unite? Is Trump, or do you think Trump is it possible Trump can unite the nation?
I believe he can. I think we have to.
That's the mother.
More speaking to everyone and not just listening to a group. So today. Know that we can come together and make everything work again. We need to come together as
a team.
As a team and as a country, not be separated by so many, what do I want to say, woke ideas, I guess I should say.
Woke ideas.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of work to do, but I think it can be done if we do it together as a nation.
Yeah.
Are you concerned at all that some of Trump's language has been about retribution, about getting revenge on his enemies, or prosecuting them because they prosecuted him?
Well, yeah, I mean, do you really? I don't really necessarily blame him. You know, they kind of went after him. They did some things to him that, you know, anybody would want to seek revenge for. You know, some of the things that they went after him for, you can go after anybody on Wall Street for. You know, there's a lot of. I don't blame him for being upset. I don't think that he's going to retaliate in that way because I think he's a lot more. A better man than that. He's going to take the higher road once he gets elected.
I question your judgment, sir.
Did I tell you it was Fantasy Island out there? Oh, they're all projecting their wants upon Donald Trump.
When he gets into the White House and the Oval Office, he will grow into the role. He will mature into the president that this country needs.
I was surprised at the number of local attendees, a lot of them. When you get ready, Rich, we're going to play Ron next. Ron's got the colorful Hawaiian shirt on. Sort of admire the man for that. Fashionable, that Ron. He was near the front of the line I was able to access, and Ron said he was from Milwaukee. So I did ask him, what about the horrible city? Ron said, I hate that. Quiet.
Hey, sir. Yeah, my name is Ron.
Ron again. My name is Mike Crute. Ron, you're here waiting to get to the Trump rally. What are you hoping to see today?
Well, I just want to have him talk and make sense. I'm so sorry.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
This is what I'm looking forward to.
And Ron, you guys, did you come far this morning to
Milwaukee.
See Trump? Milwaukee. Now, the other day, and I wouldn't have said it if you weren't from Milwaukee, but allegedly Trump called Milwaukee horrible.
Yeah.
Wanted to get your opinion.
Well, I hated it for one thing, but I know what he's talking about. We got a lot of trouble there. A lot of crap going on.
Yeah, let's
do it
this way.
We were driving 25th Avenue, getting out of the Potawatomi because I about lost my muffler the other day.
Exactly. The roads are nasty. I mean, we knew that years ago, and they ain't doing nothing about it. That's why I'm here.
Do you think that's what he was talking about, though?
Well, you got a point there, that crime, and, you know, it's just, it ain't real pretty anymore.
Ron ain't real pretty either, but he had a nice shirt on. Flowery, colorful, like a Tommy Bahama sort of
thing. So the roads, that's why he's going to vote for Trump, because the roads are in good fix. I mean, Trump didn't, you know, pass the infrastructure bill. It was always infrastructure week under Donald Trump. Biden actually got some of that done.
Well, Dom, let's meet a nice lady next. Her name is Miriam. She's from...
Probably another segment, man. Miriam's going to have to wait. Man.
You guys ever heard of a freaking tease?
It looks like you were getting ready to call it, man. I just want to make sure you...
The music in my ear was telling me otherwise.
You know, I question your judgment sometimes, Curdy. I see how soft you were on some of these people. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Curdy's mad now. Miriam is going to join us next, and I'll let you introduce her. And you can join us on the lines as well, 844-967-2789.
Never correct me on the radio.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a fantastic Tuesday edition. Appreciate you listening and texting and calling 844-967-2789. One of us got up and went to Racine to see Trump today, and one of us went wee, wee, wee all the way home. Which little piggy is which, do you think? People texting in on the line. One of us monitors the text line, and another little piggy goes, wee, 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 all the way home.
I got the phones, 844-967-2789.
Dommy, few texters. Sherry from Madison texted in. Tell Dommy Crute they're doing great, but they need more Mystery Science Theater 3000. And dear God, I already felt a visceral dislike of Trump, but hearing him bloviating in the background like that, I now realize he's even more of a hoof wanker than I thought. That's a new one, but hoof wanker. I think we like that one. I might steal that one.
Nope.
A texter says, Devils, I've never seen a photo of Chump on a bike. It might have been Darcy, our pal, and my realtor from Madison. Another one. Pete from Oregon, or Oregon, depending on which it is. I don't know, clearly. Walker wouldn't be afraid of Trump taking Tonette.
We did hear some of Donald Trump over the break. Again, we're not playing it, we promised, but he was acknowledging some of the Republicans. He said, Scott Walker, great governor, you're coming with us, Scott. He's coming with us, Scott.
The only way he's coming with is if it's a circle jerk.
It's not happening. He also acknowledged, we also saw Eric Hovde was there. He was very excited.
Beautiful wife. We both have beautiful wives.
And I tell you, my beautiful wife, that you have a beautiful wife. And I guarantee you, I know you don't agree with your beautiful wife 95.5% of the times. And I don't agree with my beautiful wife 95.5% of the time. I know she doesn't agree with me 95.5% of the time. So why does Tammy Baldwin agree with Joe Biden 99.5% of the time?
That was his speech. He was very excited. And he did say we're going to make America great again and restore the American dream. So there you go. A couple of rich guys.
After the trip to the Slinger Speedway when candidate Hudby didn't seem so prepared for a speech. Or the
Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of the Allegiance, yes. Struggled on that one. But today he's fired up. He's fired up. So apparently he did make a trip to Wisconsin today.
Yep. Also acknowledged Tommy Thompson, Brian Style, and your buddy, Derek Van Orden.
A man who cannot say no to a bar.
Allegedly. Take no for an answer.
That's what Trump said of him. Yeah. Doesn't take no for an answer. He gets very offended. You know, you act like I get offended a lot.
Right, that dude.
He also. A guy that's easily offended. You know, we got a little more, and we've got some of you on the line, so be patient, a little bit longer. I want to introduce you to a few more of my new MAGA friends, Dom. I want to move on to Miriam from Mississippi.
Oh, Miriam, it's about time, Curdy.
But Miriam told me she didn't make the trip all the way from Mississippi to see Trump.
Right. Yeah.
She's actually here visiting grandkids in Cudahy, not right. Milwaukee.
Not Milwaukee. That place is horrible.
She wanted to draw a distinction between Cudahy and Milwaukee. I'm telling you, she's like, Cudahy, not Milwaukee. Well, judge for yourself.
Wow, that's pretty specific.
Here's a little Mary. I might believe you. Because
some folks have things to say about Cudahy. I'm just saying.
I am not amongst them. Yes, let's just play Miriam for now.
It's like that. You have to use a little bit of intelligence and discernment. He wasn't talking about individual Milwaukeeans.
I'm going to turn that up a little bit.
He's not saying you're from Milwaukee, you're a terrible person. He's saying this has to stop, this kind of thing. Your life is going downhill fast because of the policies and the leadership in Milwaukee. And so that's what he's talking about philosophically, not individuals, okay?
Miriam, let me ask you about the guilty verdicts in New York.
First of all, I think it was a sham trial, but
there you go, baby.
I did not change my mind one bit. I still support him. I still think he was innocent of the charges. I think they trumped up a lot of stuff. Well, that wasn't a good word to use, trumped up. But anyway, I think they targeted him, went after him, and dug up everything they could think of. And some of the stuff they brought out shouldn't even have been there. Some of the things they used should not be
irrelevant. He did it, but it was long ago.
So it showed that they were really scraping the bottom of the barrel to try to find something.
Oh, they scraped the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, 34 felony convictions.
Miriam, do any of the other alleged crimes, the classified documents down in Palm Beach or the Jack Smith investigations, any of those concerning to you?
No, they're not. They're, I hate to say everybody else does it, but it's true. Those are things that happen, and
I never did it.
Happenstance, sometimes by mistake, sometimes by overlooking. That's what I'm saying. Why him? Why target him for that when it's also happened to others? Biden for one.
I should have pressed her with the follow-up question. Miriam, what about the January 6th? Who did that before inadvertently snuck a little coup home in their briefcase?
So when Donald Trump did nothing for 3 hours while his supporters beat the hell out of the police, what do you think he was doing?
I'm not clear that Miriam has a clear answer to that. Well, it was a sham.
It was all a sham.
Now, next guy up. Very fashionable. Older gentleman. I liked his blue shirt. His name was Ted, and he also from Milwaukee, a short distance to travel to see the 34-time convicted felon, former President Donald Trump in Racine today. Ted did most of the talking. You can see his MAGA hat-adorned wife in the background.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But let's hear from Ted.
I think it's you okay?
Yes, yes.
My name's Ted.
Ted, very nice to meet you. Very fashionable here waiting in the Trump line. bit of a wait, but Ted, you guys are here in Racine this morning. What are you hoping to see when Trump gets here?
Well, we live in downtown Milwaukee, and we want to hear about the policies that Trump has, as well as
policy.
The differentiation between the Biden administration and the Trump administration. Trump's a known quantity. Biden's also a known quantity. And we're all about helping to make America great again.
Gotcha. Now, it's alleged Trump said, called Milwaukee a horrible city. Do you believe it? And is it a horrible city if you live downtown?
Okay, yeah, that statement was taken out of context. We live downtown Milwaukee. We put up with a lot of crime in Milwaukee. We put up with a lot of potholes. There's a lot of great things about Milwaukee.
Yeah, now he's talking.
Most of the people, the vast majority of the people are great, okay? There are serious problems with Milwaukee. The crime rate per capita is greater than Chicago's, okay? And nobody's doing anything about it, okay? Illegal aliens are just, they're all over the place. We've seen the white buses drop off.
White buses full of illegal aliens? If not. No, Trump said they're all getting voting cards.
In Milwaukee. We know where that's happening. So immigration's a big issue. It's a big issue not also for us, but for everybody in this line.
That part's true. Damn near every single person I spoke to today in Racine in the Trump line, immigration. That was their policy. That was their issue. So I asked this Ted fellow, And when I called him fashionable, it's only because he was wearing a shirt not adorned with Trump's face or name or Jesus and Trump. You know what I mean? Because everybody else is wearing the team colors.
Like a normal, nice shirt.
Yeah, he just had a nice shirt on. And it's like, wow,
you stand out.
Right. One more from Ted from downtown Milwaukee. He is okay with the mass deportation.
Heard Trump at other rallies. I don't know what he'll say today. Talk about mass deportations. Would you support that policy?
I support mass deportations of illegal aliens. Somebody comes into this country, they've already broken a law, they've already committed a felony. Okay, so that's a problem. You can't have 15, 20 million people. We don't know even how many are here, but they're causing crime. There's a lot of crime.
You
said that before the last administration. That is a huge problem. It's going to affect our children, our grandchildren, and even the Hispanics. The majority of Hispanics, I'm Latino as well, but the majority of Hispanics are for mass deportations. Okay, of illegals.
So it'll certainly affect, you know, your family, because then, you know, now most of the cows in the state of Wisconsin aren't going to get milked in a timely manner. Most of the slaughterhouses will lose their employees. A lot of the jobs are being done by the migrants that do not have an official status, are hired by, you know, other Trumpsters. So tell me about how that's going to work out, Ted.
Well, I've got a few young employable Trumpsters. I met 18-year-olds. Peyton and Tyler, they were. Peyton had a hell of a mullet.
Oh, excellent. Coming back, baby.
And I got to say, you know, probably doesn't have a girlfriend. I'm just judging by the boyfriend? By the face.
Boyfriend? I mean, so you're, come on, 18-year-old kids. Do you have a girlfriend at 18, Crudy?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, those dimples, who could miss you?
I know. I was skinny and handsome then. Oh, okay,
so you're casting.
Unlike this guy, he's not a good looking okay. guy. He's ugly.
No,
I'm just saying, he's an ugly kid.
No, don't say that, man. You don't find him attractive. Maybe it was the mullet.
He's the ugly duckling that will blossom into the beautiful swan someday,
but not today.
But he wasn't there yet. he hasn't made his full metamorphosis into manhood.
Well, that'll happen soon. He'll be a woman.
Play these two fine, outstanding young people excited to vote for Trump for the very first time. Play it for.
Wanted to talk to you guys because you look younger than some of the people out here. May I ask roughly how old you are?
18.
And first names, if I could, guys.
Tyler.
Peyton and Tyler, you guys are here in Racine, Wisconsin. Waiting on a Trump rally. What are you hoping to see today?
No, I'm just hoping to see him, you know. Crazy to think that I'll be that close to someone like him. I'm hoping to see the next president of the United States after this. I can't wait for this to go well, and hopefully in November it'll go well too.
You guys never voted before. This will be your first opportunity. And so do you think Trump will be the first guy you vote for?
Yes.
Any other races you guys are looking at in Wisconsin? Any other races you care about?
I look into the Senate races. I support Ron Johnson and overall Republican. I look forward to all these races. I also look into our local communities.
We just missed. I just missed the race for the Kenosha mayor and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're from Kenosha. I voted for a mayor and everything, so it was very good to get out of my community as a young voter and just get out there and put my name out there. Every vote counts. So.
Gotcha. Let me ask you. Trump got convicted of some felonies recently, and I've heard different people's opinions. Wondering what you guys think of the New York convictions.
It's hard with that because, like, I don't really know for sure exactly what happened. I wasn't really following along with that. I've been really busy lately, so I haven't been able to look into it at all. So I don't know much about that whole situation.
Fair enough.
I know what's going on, but I'm not really focused on what his convictions
it's a Trump
are. I'm focused on who I want to be my next president of the United States.
Peyton subsequently bought a $5 Trump. He did.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he wore it, you know, could let his mullet sort of flow over the Trump flag.
So does the lack of understanding of the 34 felony convictions, you know, excuse one? Because I got a feeling like, you know, some of these folks don't want to know.
You know what?
They're purposefully not engaging, at least in those very specific issues.
Oh, I didn't see that tweet.
I got work to do. I can't be worried about reading every single one of Donald Trump's tweets. Yeah, right. But no, I mean, I appreciate folks getting up, you know, putting your name out there, being part of the community, and I absolutely. But there's a little more to it than that.
You know, we've got one more family of immigrants to introduce you to, Alejandra and her two children. And I will mention the other young guy who's been busy and been paying attention to the Trump convictions and been busy on dates.
Terrible,
did I mention he wasn't a handsome young guy?
Well, you know, there's someone out there like for everyone.
Greg. You and I when we were 18.
I mean, you can't compare that to Oz. So different. It was different back then, Mike.
The men were better looking, apparently.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Jimmy's in the back with a pocket of heart. If you listen close, you can hear him cry. Oh, Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below. Sing it.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to get to the lines. Be patient. Got a little more sound we want to play from the Trump rally today. Crudy met some new friends.
From the people, not from the
yes, yeah, we
34-time convicted felon.
He has apparently wrapped up his remarks in Racine, Wisconsin. The folks have braved the humidity to go see their orange god, and they are very, very happy.
Come on, the guy's wearing a full suit and a hat. How muggy could it be? I'm just saying it wasn't that bad. Out by the lake shore in Racine, Trump did about 1 hour and 25 minutes. And, you know,
rambled at all.
I've heard it speculated that Trump very much wanted Joe Biden to stand during the debate because they don't think Joe Biden's going to be capable, you know, like the svelte young Trump of standing for 90 minutes.
Of staying on his feet for 90 minutes.
And I thought to myself, what a ridiculous premise. Like, you know, Joe Biden won't be able to stand for 90 minutes. But here I find, as I've been standing since like 9 o'clock this morning, I might struggle to make it through the show. I might need a stool or something. They give me a stool, man, at the bar.
I was told there'd be beer.
Will there be beer? One more family I wanted to introduce you to, Dom. And this family was a family of immigrants. And they were self-described immigrants, U.S. citizens now, but said they came from Colombia. The woman obviously had a adult-age son, young guy, maybe, you know, 18, 19, 20. And then she had a little shaver, Matthew. Matthew introduced himself as well.
Aww.
And her name was Alejandra. And I want you to meet her because she is literally a Latino that's going to vote for Donald Trump. And if you're unaware, and we'll talk about this in the 5 o'clock hour, Joe Biden put forth an executive order to extend citizenship to people married to U.S. citizens. Now, as fate would have it, Alejandra is a U.S. citizen. Her husband is not. He's been waiting for like 5 years. So I meet an immigrant woman who literally falls into the category of the Joe Biden executive order today at the Trump rally, ironically. But I want you to meet this woman, Alejandra, and her sons. Play it for the people, if you would, Rich.
Fearful at all that the proposed policies, the mass deportation, people aren't going to make distinction, or you would literally have to prove you're a citizen. Are you concerned at all?
No. Are you concerned that you have, like, they might stop you and ask you what?
For like papers?
No. We're U.S. citizens, so.
Not a concern?
No, not a concern. And
I'm sure they'll draw that distinction
mainly
every time.
The safety, you know, so much crime.
Because the border is open, so it's so many immigrants.
Yeah, and like it feels like a slap in the face because my mom and I immigrated from Colombia like 15 years ago, and we did the right way, and like we waited so long, and now anybody can just come in.
And I applied for my husband, and right now I need to wait 4 years for his pardon.
Yeah. He married a non-citizen, and you know, it's
you know, Biden
I need to
is...
wait 4 years and other 1 year, and yeah, so it's like 5 year waiting. And those people just cross the border and they give you everything. Yeah.
So, I want to ask her a follow-up question about the new Biden proposition, because it literally affects her circumstance. Her non-citizen husband has been waiting in line, according to them, for citizenship. And here was the final sound that I'm going to play from the Trump rally in Racine today. You're welcome, Dom. At least you didn't have to go.
Thank you, Michael.
But here is Alejandra, and she acknowledges that, yes, this affects my family. Play it for the people, Rich.
It's being reported that Joe Biden is proposing for those married to U.S. citizens.
Yeah, yeah, that is going to help me.
It'll help her, but she's still going to vote for Trump.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think so. He wants to do that for American citizens, both for them, for him.
Yeah,
you know?
He's trying to get more
votes. Yeah, because we,
Okay, just get a first name.
Alejandra.
Very nice to meet you. Oh, one last question. And what's your name? Very nice to meet you as well. One last name. The Trump was convicted of 34 felonies in New York recently. Does that...
And so I went on to ask her a further question. But the surprising part, the fact that they would benefit from this Biden executive order did not change the fact that it is her intent to vote for Donald Trump.
It seemed like one person was kind of leading the other person.
The son was leading the daughter, or was leading the mother to a degree. He clearly spoke English better. He made sure that mom understood the nature of the questions, but she did express herself enough. I didn't feel like
I got
she was being unduly influenced during the interview. You know, they didn't interrupt and say, I don't know if you know.
So, but also saying the same thing that some of the Trumpsters and Republicans would say, "Oh, this is all for votes, but we'll take it and we'll use the benefit. We'll benefit from this and maybe we'll appreciate it. But you're not going to get our vote."
Exactly. And earlier when she said, "You know, I'm a Latina, I'm voting Trump for the very first time," I mean, there were people that turned around in the line and clapped for Alejandra. They clapped, "Welcome, welcome!" And then I looked around, and they might have been the only Latinos, except for supposedly Ted from Milwaukee, although didn't look very Latino. And I'm not saying that Ted's not short for something, but I'm just saying Ted didn't look very Latino.
Huh. Who's to say? And but he said it.
Poor so... Peyton's ugly was showing from the inside.
Come on, man. Well, thank you, Crudy, for going down, braving the heat, doing the work that I didn't want to do, and appreciate you asking some.
If you wanted sharper questions, because I know where you're going with this, then you got to show up, man, because I need a wingman. Tell me if there's a sucker punch coming. And if you're not there, then, you know, I just gotta be vanilla a little bit around the edges. It'll be a happier happy hour with less Trump next.